AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says President Trump will let the Attorney General decide whether the special counsel's Russia report should be publicly released.
We want to do the right thing, not just for this president, but for all administrations. We want to make sure we're protecting the office of the presidency. We have to look at things like executive privilege. We have to look at protecting sources and methods for the intelligence community.
William Barr's summary of the report said Robert Mueller did not find evidence Trump's campaign conspired or coordinated with Russia to influence the 2016 presidential election. But the Mueller report did not reach a conclusion on obstruction of justice. At the AIPAC conference in Washington, Vice President Mike Pence said yesterday was a great day for the country, for President Trump, and every American who treasures the truth.
Make no mistake about it, my fellow Americans, this was a total vindication of the President of the United States and our campaign.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Lindsey Graham doesn't think the investigations will go away, but the focus will change.
To those who were abusive of the process in 2016 on the other side, you haven't had much scrutiny, but that's coming.
Maryland Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin says what the Attorney General has said in his briefing of the Mueller report is not enough.
Anybody who says at this point we should be satisfied with a very partial Cliff Notes rendering of the report is someone who doesn't want us to know the complete truth about what took place.
Prime Minister Theresa May says that Britain will not be leaving the EU without a deal unless the British Parliament approves it. A dozen athletic coaches, test administrators, and others charged in a nationwide college admission scam are due in court today in Boston to face a charge of racketeering conspiracy. They are among 50 people charged this month in the FBI investigation dubbed Operation Varsity Blues. The coaches are accused of accepting bribes in exchange for labeling students recruited to help them. This is AP Radio News. A rocket struck an Israeli house in the Gaza Strip.
Nikolai Maladnov has called the overnight strike, which wounded 7 people, absolutely unacceptable. He's tweeted that the UN is working intensely with Egyptian mediators and all sides to stave off a looming escalation, but that the situation remains very tense. Efforts by Egypt and the UN to restore a ceasefire between Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers have halted bouts of cross-border violence in the past. Meanwhile, Israel says teams will hold agricultural work near the security fence that separates Israel from the Gaza Strip to improve readiness, it says, for a military escalation after the overnight rocket attack. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Greece's prime minister says Turkish fighter jets harassed the helicopter he was traveling on during a visit to a remote Greek island to celebrate Greece's Independence Day. Greece and Turkey have long had a tense relationship, and they're divided over several issues, including territorial disputes. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.